2GB Motor Talk with David Berthon. The Royal Automobile Club of Australia invites you to consider membership today.
From Citroën this week, the arrival of an innovative new C4 model, a far cry from the average C4 Cactus it replaces that finally lived up to its name, but a striking five-door high-riding coupe-like SUV. With a 1.2-litre three-cylinder turbo-petrol engine with 114 kilowatts linked to an 8-speed automatic in one high-spec grade, the Shine priced at $37,990. I'm yet to drive it, but on face value, there's so much to like with this new Citroën C4. A stack of safety, comfort and convenience equipment, large 18-inch alloy wheels with 60-series tyres, a very roomy interior, good legroom front and back via leather-face comfort seats, great interior ergonomics with a head-up instrument display, top-quality touchscreen and top-class instrumentation. And innovative touches like a unique storage tray for the front passenger to hold and store a tablet. The new C4 sits on what Citroën call a progressive comfort cushion suspension, said to provide a magic carpet ride. The big question mark, however, is how much traction this new model will attract. With just 112 sales this year, Citroën has become a rather diminished brand. It deserves to do far better. The larger C5 Aircross SUV is one of the industry's best-kept secrets, while this new C4, its best chance yet to lift sales in the short term. I'm David Berthon.